I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. We've told you about HARP in the past. There are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure, minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet and your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinuplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
Help your fireplace warm your home with an energy-efficient direct vent gas insert or a great-looking gas log set made locally by American Hearth. At the Fireplace and Grill Center, customize the look you want with traditional or contemporary models that will transform your fireplace into a beautiful heating work of art. See over 35 burning displays at the Fireplace and Grill Center, 14224 Manchester Road, a quarter mile east of Highway 141, or Gas Appliance Service, 2390 Centerline Industrial Drive near Westport.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season. Why? Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 till 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huir at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 till 9 p.m. Brought to you by Oak Ridge Winery, Lodi, California's oldest operating winery. Available at your local Shop and Save, Schnucks, Deerberg's, and other fine wine shops and restaurants. And the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
urgent pressure on the inner wall of your bladder.
No, I've got that. I have that about every hour. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 25th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. The showroom is in Depere, about a half mile east of 270. A lot of construction going on in that complex, or that, whatever you want to call that group of businesses. Don't let that keep you away. A little plywood and fencing just means that very shortly it's all going to be better than ever. But everybody's open for business, especially Thompson Price. A little bit more about what they do after we do this.
Hey!
Eon the Peon, that's the name of our control board operator, and he wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, and if the time has come for you to get a distribution from your 401k, then now is the time to call Mark and Jason and set up an appointment and explore all of your options. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
I can't tell you how many people have sent texts and emails about how much they enjoyed I Left My Heart in San Francisco
earlier Bennett,
that you played
yeah.
on the harmonica with Tony Bennett. Well, yeah. Yes, I can tell you. None. Nobody sent a text or an email. I know you did. Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy's just back from the doctor's office. He's been diagnosed with not a very common affliction. He's been sneezing like crazy for like three solid days, day and night. Doctor said it was what they called what sneeze?
Cheese.
Cheese sneeze. And when you eat a lot of pepper, is it called pepper jack?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it caused a reaction and it wouldn't stop. So the cheese sneeze. If you folks eat that cheese and you start, now you know what you have. That's the diagnosis. Cheese sneeze. Listen to that. Let me just savor a little of this polka music. Yeah, yeah, nobody plays it like these guys. Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We had a flooded basement last, I take exactly the date. It was January, the evening of January 7th. 2014, a day that will live in infamy. That was the night. It was evening. It was 9 o'clock. That was the night my wife walked downstairs and let out this weird sort of yell and said, "You're not going to believe it." And I went down, flooded, pipe burst because of the 10 below zero weather and about 4,000 gallons of water in just 2 hours. They told us after the cleanup, that's what they calculated and poured into the basement. The reason I mention it is that that finished bathroom downstairs is a bathroom that had been completely redone years ago by Thompson Price. The bathroom upstairs, there's a half bath and a master bath. Those were done by Thompson Price. There are two bathrooms upstairs on the very upper level. It's a two-story house, so there's basement, main level, upper level. Those were done by Thompson Price, each one a year or two apart. But over a period of 10 or 12 years, Thompson Price and his people did our kitchen and every bathroom in our house. So when it came time to put this thing back together and fix everything from the flood, which is still not done but about 95% done, guess who we consulted with on putting the bathroom back together? Of course, Thompson Price. And as long as we were, see, here's what women do. You have a flooded basement, so the insurance company gives you money to replace what you had. Well, wives say, well, you know, as long as we're doing this, why don't we put a new light fixture in the basement? And then it goes from a light fixture to new other fixtures to new tile on the floor to painting all of the, doors another color, all the window frames. This became,
and then I don't have any outfits to match this tile or paint.
It's never ending. There's no end to it. So she took, and I don't mind telling you the amount, the insurance check was only $8,000. This has now hit the $20,000 mark. So you young men thinking about getting married, you might want to think again.
And this is a bathroom that nobody really uses.
The bathroom no one uses. And she had to change the light fixture. She put crown molding in, had new tile. It was carpeted. Oh, no. No. Tile. Nobody uses it. Years ago, it was my son's bathroom when he lived in the basement.
But all your kids have moved out.
They've all gone. It's two of us. And she dropped a fortune into a part of the house nobody uses.
I might swing by and use it.
Well, I wish you would. Feel free.
You want to get it some
needs,
use out of
yeah,
it?
Somebody yeah. needs to use it because we're not going to be using it. That's what women do. They have to turn everything into a big project. And then, of course, everything has to coordinate and go with enough. Let's just put it this way. It's not Thompson Price's fault that my wife wants to spend a little extra money. when you have them do your kitchen or your bathroom or another bathroom or a half bath or whatever it is, I don't think you will ever, even years later, especially years later, when you realize it stood the test of time and it still looks great, that's when you realize you really did get your money's worth. Is there somebody that will give you a lower bid? Of course there is. Just like you can buy radio commercials a lot cheaper than you can buy them on this show, a lot cheaper. Will the results be the same? No. No, they won't. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Showroom in De Pere. Website, thompsonprice.com. I want to say I watched Black-ish last night. I tried to watch Black-ish. Not funny. Not to me. My wife and I watched it together, and after about 15 minutes, we just looked at each other and like, what? We don't get it. So we gave it a chance. Didn't think it was very funny. Eric Holder has stepped down as Attorney General. We don't talk about it a lot because he's very modest. That's Jim Holder's brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, darn.
Twin brother.
Oh.
Yeah. Eric and Jim Holder, twins. Not identical, darn. But, you know, paternal twins.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing you got to give Jim credit. He didn't walk in, my brother's attorney. No. My, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. My brother, Eric.
You know, he could, but he never, he never played that card.
Yeah. I was over at my brother's Eric's house the other day. Yeah.
That's a good Jim Holder.
Oh, thank you.
That's very good. We mentioned earlier, St. Louis's oldest gay bar, Clementine's, is closing. Sunday will be their last day of operation. Opened in 1978 on Menard Street in the heart of Soulard. Again, Clementine's, the gay bar. Sunday's the last day. And that's the reason for today's gay joke and the gay jokes you'll hear over the next few days. Give me a good excuse to tell them. Last week, well, actually earlier this week, we told you about Rutgers University had studied, and it was a long-term study, of 400 married couples. And they put together some results that I wouldn't say are necessarily shocking, because those of us who are married already knew a lot of this stuff. And we mentioned that one of the things that they determined was that if a wife likes her marriage, her husband feels a lot better about life, but that the reverse is not true. The husband can like the marriage, but that doesn't make the wife happier. The other thing that came out was wives are unhappy if their husbands are ill, but husbands are not unhappy when their wives are ill. And pay attention to what we're saying here. Husband is sick. That wife's unhappy. I can't believe you're sick. Yeah. Wife is sick. Husband is more caring and not unhappy. We also told you the study showed that short men tend to stay married longer than taller men because they try to compensate for their shortness by being overachievers. You know, when they talk about little man syndrome, look at all the actors, Tom Cruise, look at these little short guys who are actors.
No woman will have me unless I'm, above
very
and beyond.
Successful, that's right. Now, this is the part I did not want to find out, and I don't believe this one's true. I think they need to redo this part of it. A big wedding seems to boost the odds of a successful marriage. No, I don't buy that. And if my daughter's listening, not true. They made a mistake. Now, this is the part I want women, wives, to pay close attention to, because we didn't get around to this part. Again, this out of Rutgers University. This is not just somebody's, I think this is the case. Listen to this. There are people who are genetically predisposed to cheat. And it's not their fault. It's not a flaw. It's in their genes. There is a gene called the DRD4. And when you carry a variant of that gene, which is a dopamine receptor, you are more likely, according to researcher Justin Garcia, to have a history of uncommitted sex, including one-night stands and acts of infidelity.
Oh.
Now, dopamine, as you may know, is what tells the brain something's pleasurable. It's a reward system.
What are you people? On dope?
No, dopamine. In the cases of uncommitted sex, the risk may be high, but the rewards are so high that a person with this gene can't fight it. So I think what we learn here is sometimes you ladies, we can't help it. It's genetic. You find out we got a girlfriend. Don't lose your mind. It doesn't mean anything. It's just a genetic thing.
We can't help it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Can't help it. Said the study may shed some light on why some people report feeling much in love with and attached to their partners, yet they still commit infidelity. Let me repeat that. They are very much in love with their partners, but they still, you know, have girlfriends and stuff. It doesn't mean we don't love you. We fight it.
It's just,
but you can't fight nature.
No.
Yeah. You see this where this guy they're looking for in Pennsylvania, this cop killer, they found, we had told you a couple of days ago, they found a rifle. He's apparently put some little things together as little hiding places so he can come back to them. Well, they've stumbled on him, and they found one of his weapons and, you know, some evidence that he'd had some food or something. And now they found some dirty diapers. This guy is wearing diapers. He's thought of everything. He's wearing adult diapers on the run.
Oh, I guess he doesn't want to leave.
Leave.
Because he's in the woods. So, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't think that that would be an issue. Just.
But I guess a canine that knows the difference between human and animal poop.
Hey.
But it didn't really work well because now they found his dirty diaper. And some Serbian cigarette packs that he discarded. Any minute they will get this guy, and I'm telling you, it'll be all they can do to not just shoot him in the head and act like, well, self-defense, he drew down on us, because these cops want to get this cop killer, and I don't blame them. All right, I'll take each of you one at a time, and you tell me, what is the number one, this in terms of ticket sales, and this is any work in any media, concerts, plays, everything, what do you think has brought in more money from ticket sales than anything else? It could be a movie, it could be a group, a rock group, it could be a concert, it could be a play. What do you think it is?
Wow.
Number one in gross sales in the world.
I'm going to say the most odd one would be a play.
I'll say Phantom of the Opera.
Well, you're both going in the play department, and you're in the right category. The Lion King.
Oh.
$6.2 billion.
One of your favorite plays you've ever...
Saw it in New York.
Yeah.
I can't believe it, but we went to New York, and my wife talked me into going to Broadway. I've been to a Broadway play, I think, twice that I can remember, and both times... I wanted to kill myself. I don't care how great the stage set and lighting.
How many Tonys it's won.
I don't care. I can't stand it. We've only been to New York a couple of times, and both times she insisted we have to go to a Broadway play. The other one was my one and only with Twiggy and Tommy Toon.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. 10 minutes into it, I felt like I'd been there for 5 days. Oh. It was so, I thought it'd never end. Horrible. I saw Phantom of the Opera here at the Fox. I left at intermission. I got up and left at intermission. And we were, I told you this, we were with other people.
Yeah.
And we drove separately. And so when intermission came, the lights came up, I stood up and I turned around. The people were behind us. And I said, hey, I'm going to the bathroom at home. And I did. And my wife was all embarrassed. I can't believe that. I just can't believe we just left like that. But as you can see, she left with me because she does what I say.
Right.
And when I say we're leaving, we're leaving. That's the end of it.
Did she like it up to that point?
Oh, yeah. Of course. She loves that stuff. Most women, I think, like plays and stuff like that. Parenthood returns tonight on NBC. I like this series. This is the last season for it. 13 more episodes, and that's it for Parenthood. I really, really enjoy Parenthood. And this year is the 75th anniversary of Gone with the Wind, the official full 17-year anniversary. It will be December because it was December 15th, 1939. 75 years ago this year that Gone with the Wind hit the screens, and it was a huge, big brouhaha leading up to it and premiere and all this stuff. And what I didn't realize, well, I thought everybody in that movie was dead. Olivia de Havilland is still alive. She's 98 years old, and she lives in Paris. Wow. She moved there in the 50s, and she's still alive. I can't, and I heard Carney earlier today say, Zsa Zsa Gabor is still alive. How can she be? Doesn't she have no legs?
One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 97, Zsa Zsa Gabor. And you know she doesn't want to be alive.
Yeah, I don't even know if she's
I don't mean to be make anybody mad, but I think there are people that are alive who are going, when can I die? I mean, that has to be the case with some people. But this article says Olivia de Havilland is as sharp as a tack, and just, wow, she's a really young 98, but she was in it. And I don't, look, I don't know much about Gone with the Wind. I know that Scarlett O'Hara was played by Vivian Leigh, and Rhett Butler was in it. And I know that Rhett Butler had bad breath, and I was thrilled to hear that, because I love it when these studly guys have something like a little penis or bad breath. I love to hear that. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Wow.
Sounded just like him, didn't it?
Was that the movie?
No, that was me.
Oh.
Remember the guy who used to work here who did the Great Southern Belle? Remember who I'm talking about? You know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. He did a really good, oh, Rhett. He did a good one. And I had forgotten. I thought that thing with Carol Burnett where she makes a dress.
Carpe Diem?
Yeah, that guy, dress out of drapes. I'd forgotten. That's actually in the movie. Scarlett made a dress out of the drapes, and it's in like the Smithsonian or something. And they said that later this year, for the 75th anniversary, they're going to play this in 650 theaters around the country. I'll bet you they pack them.
I bet they
with
do,
people
too.
Because it's been redone and digital.
My wife and her stepmom are going to see it next Wednesday.
So they've already started screening it.
Yes.
See?
4 hours, she said. She doesn't know if there's going to be an intermission.
And let me guess at what the percentage of women will be who go see Gone with the Wind. 98.
Yes, sounds I've like never seen it.
Percent.
I don't think I'll ever see it.
It's long. It's so
four
long.
Hours. Yeah.
No desire to
and
see it.
And so slow.
You've seen it?
No, oh, I yeah. said I have no
oh,
desire.
No, I've seen it.
Why'd you?
I don't
know. You see the entire movie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't ask me why. I don't know.
You walked out during Phantom of the Opera?
Well, this was, I was young. I was a kid.
Are you
I
trying guess to,
my
trying
parents
to time,
watched
maybe?
It or
oh.
something. And I think, oh. I don't know that I've ever watched it with my wife. And I don't think I will.
I could see maybe during the dating phase you do it.
Oh, you do what you have to do. Hey, our first date, I went to see Oliver, a musical.
Oliver!
That was our first date. That was from Kirkwood Cinema. Oliver. I hate musicals. But I went to see Oliver. That was our first date. I guess I wanted her to think that I, you know, was kind of like a sensitive guy.
Well-rounded and everything.
Yeah. And the interesting
well, you
thing,
turned it out well-rounded.
Well, the interesting thing about a first date is the whole time you're sitting there, I don't know if the girl knows this, but you hate it. And you can't wait to get out of there and you know, make out. That's all you're waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
And then we went to Cyrano's and had Cherry's Jubilee. That was the date. That was our first date. Kirkwood Cinema, Oliver. And I couldn't even tell you what it's about, a kid, a dirty little orphan kid or
yeah,
something.
I think
and
so.
Is that the song? No, it's Little Orphan Annie. The
you're
song
the only one
tomorrow.
That saw it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I couldn't tell you anything about
Oliver.
It. They teach him to rob or something. I don't know. Ladies, get in here, please.
Isn't he a pauper?
I think so.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah. So in honor of the, well, you wouldn't honor the closing of something, but, well, I guess to honor the many, many years that Clementine's was open, the first gay bar to open in St. Louis, we have this joke for you. More gay jokes to come in future days. This is an oldie and a goodie. Guy goes into a bar, and he sits down at the bar stool, and he looks at the bartender, and he says, give me 10 shots of whiskey. Line them up, 10 shots. So the bartender does. He pours out 10 shot glasses. He goes, mister, everything okay? Because when somebody comes in and drinks like this, there's usually a problem. He goes, oh, there's a problem, all right. After all these years, I find out my brother is gay. And he just boom, 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 knocks down the 10 shots of whiskey and leaves. Next day, the same guy comes in. He goes, 15 shots of whiskey, please. The bartender says, whoa, what's wrong now? He goes, what's wrong now? I'll tell you what's wrong now. I just found out my very best friend is gay. And guess who he just ran off with? My gay brother. And he drinks 15 shots, boom, boom, one after the other, and he leaves. He comes in the next day, he goes, give me 20 shots of whiskey. Bartender says, oh my goodness, what now? He says, turns out my son is gay. He drinks 20 shots and leaves. The next day he comes in and he says, 25 shots of whiskey, line them up. And the bartender says, for goodness sakes, man, doesn't anybody in your family like women? He goes, yeah, my wife.
Let's get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we're going to start with eastbound 40 because I think a lot of this traffic is for St. Louis Blues preseason hockey. You're really slowing down in pockets between Clarkson up to Highway 270. Also going to be slow from about Ballas all the way in through Big Bend. There was some debris in the roadway, and that may be some of the cause there. On southbound 270, it's just slow in areas between Page down through Doherty Ferry. But remember, if you're going on eastbound 255, things are jamming up from approaching Telegraph all the way over the JV Bridge as they have road work going on. A right lane is down on the Illinois side. Southbound 170, stop and go from approaching Page down through Highway 40. Westbound 70, you're running slow, looks like from Lucas and Hunt out through 170, then stop and go past the airport. Eastbound 270, slowing as you approach Lindbergh through 170. This traffic report brought to you by Choice Hotels. What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels. Because now when you take two separate trips, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and visit choicehotels.com for details. Great endings begin here. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Every year, the readers in the Riverfront Times votes in the best of St. Louis. And this year, those discerning citizens of our esteemed metro area voted the winner in the category of best radio station. The Big 550. We thank you and will continue to do what we do best. Keep you entertained and informed 24/7. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Okay, R&R Sanitation has been a sponsor to the show for many, many years. I've been a spokesman for many, many years, and it's safe to say that I've been a customer of R&R Sanitation from time to time because, well, they've got the best porta potties in town, but I've got a problem. First of all, everyone knows that they're the best. They're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. Everyone knows the phone number, 314-776-4000. Everybody knows that R&R Sanitation wants your stinking business. But please, just because you pass an R&R Sanitation porta potty on the side of a highway, at an event, at a charity event, or some type of construction site or a party, you don't have to tweet the picture to me. I get it. They're everywhere. So when you see R&R Sanitation, you don't necessarily have to think, oh, McGraw-Millhaven. Think R&R Sanitation. Think, oh, the cleanest porta potties in the business. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Get your home ready for the holiday guests. Replace those old laminate countertops with gorgeous granite at the region's number one name in stone countertops, Granite Busters. Granite Busters is in full clearance mode. Buy now, and you'll get three amazing extras absolutely free with your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops. Granite Busters will throw in a free quarter round or quarter bevelette upgrade free, a stainless steel undermount sink free, and removal and haul away of your old laminate countertops free. And no other granite retailer in the region features the selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles, starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. Or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at granitebusters.com. It's fall countertop clearance time, only at Granite Busters.
Sale offers for new customers only, limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st, 2014.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. There's a lot of people who listen who think I can handle this on my own, and they start to maneuver their way through the paperwork, and then they end up getting denied. Do you see folks like that come in and see you at the St. Louis Home Retention Group?
You know what? Honestly, Steve, I would say that at least half of our clients, half of our successful modifications are people who've either gone to a different organization to try to help them with modifications, or they've tried to do it themselves and have been denied. They're moving towards foreclosure. They've given up, and then they come in our office, and guess what happens? As we follow through, we're able to accomplish things that they have not been able to accomplish on their own, nor has their bank been able to help them with. And the reason why, Steve, is because we are the best at what we do, bar none.
Yeah, so look, there's no reason not to make the call, but even if you didn't make the call the first time, make the call now and get it fixed. The St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together, and imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis, 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Then why not head out to Washington, Missouri for their annual Fall Festival and German Strassenfest, where you'll find beer on tap, handmade artisans, live music, and more. On Friday, it's the annual chili cook-off, and on Saturday and Sunday, it's their Fall Festival with drinks, entertainment, and more from 10 to 6 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. For more, head over to downtownwashmo.org or find them on Facebook at Downtown Washington, Inc.
The Mizzou Tiger Club St. Louis is hosting their annual Mizzou Basketball Preview Lunch Thursday, October 9th with special keynote speaker, Coach Kim Anderson. Radio announcer Gary Link will MC the event. Make plans now to attend the Basketball Preview Lunch hosted at the Marriott West Maryville Center. Email Kurt Sawyer at kurt@sawcap.com or call 314-401-8604 to reserve your spot or go to MizzouTigerClubSTL.com for more information. Try Denny's four meals for $4. Look for Denny's coupons in your mailbox and visit one of 30 St. Louis area Denny's. Welcome to America's Diner.
If you like barbecue,
and who doesn't,
this weekend will be the ultimate weekend for you. Bring your taste buds and all your other body parts to the 10th annual Wildwood Barbecue Bash in the Wildwood Town Center this Saturday and Sunday to sample every kind of barbecue imaginable. And besides the best barbecue anywhere, there'll be drinks, music, and fun. The Wildwood Barbecue Bash in the Wildwood Town Center this weekend is sponsored in part by Renewal by Anderson, your replacement window and door company, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home. Let me go home and start over.
Now there's a lot that you can find out in People Magazine and Access Hollywood, Entertainment Tonight, all those places, but somehow
This guy manages to always get some scoopage they don't have. He won't reveal his secrets, but I'll bet it's true again today. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. I believe I have dinner set, my next one, about 2 weeks from now at Annie Gunn's, and my mouth is already watering. If you're going to the Smokehouse, get the beef tenderloin soup. You won't be sorry. Annie Gunn's Smokehouse. Next door neighbors, Chesterfield Valley. Together present Mike Evans.
Gotta try the chili on me.
Yep. What's up?
My quiz question. Name the name of the biggest nightclub freak in Hollywood. Goes clubbing every night. Paris Hilton. Shia LaBeouf. Leonardo DiCaprio, Johnny Depp. Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets, the biggest feud in Hollywood, and they make sure that their paths never cross, is Beyonce and Kim Kardashian. I don't know exactly why they hate each other. I think they worry they're going to show up at the same club and their asses are so big they wouldn't be able to get through the front door. I think that could be it. Hey, if you want to see a frowning, scowling, bored, miserable couple, just look at Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. I've seen them coming out of the Whole Foods and West Hollywood, walking around at the Grove. Forgot the name of that place. And also at clubs. And, you know, they always look like they're coming out of a funeral. Mm. It's like they don't smile. They just seem like miserable people. I find it odd that Jennifer Lawrence won't let her boyfriend, Chris Martin, see those nude pictures of her that have showed up online, but they're sleeping together, living together.
Oh, I'm sure on his own time.
Hold on, doesn't he have a computer?
Yeah, I'm sure on his own time he's seen them.
So she says that he has not seen the picture.
Right.
Well, that's what he told her.
Yeah. When the baseball season is over, Derek Jeter's going to marry his model girlfriend, Hannah Davis. They're moving to Tampa, and Derek, maybe 40, but wants to start a family.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's beautiful, Franco. You know it's beautiful. I know it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Speaking of Derek Jeter, the scoop is that all season long, three times a game, Jeter changes his game socks, and the three pairs are sold to fans as souvenirs at $400 a pair.
Well, who'd want? Who? I don't care who the person is. I don't want their sweaty socks.
That's $194,400 for Derek Jeter's socks this season.
Wow.
Good grief. And it's not going to charity?
No, it's being split, I understand, between the Yankees and Derek.
Oh.
New York Post headline. This story came out a few days ago, and I saw the post the other day. It caught my attention. A story about a very rare disease that 1,000 women have. Now they find out that one man has this disease called persistent genital arousal syndrome.
We did the story yesterday.
The New York Post headline screams, "Come again."
No, oh, I don't see. Goodness. I don't think that's.
Huh?
I don't think that's appropriate.
Oh, I think that's "come again." Like you don't.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Oh, yeah, okay, I get it. Like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, like you didn't understand the first time.
Yeah, I get it now. Yeah, that's good.
Is that good? Is that a good headline?
That is a good headline, yeah.
That's good that Jeter and the Yankees are splitting this money. I just brought up the money he's made his entire career, $265 million. So
take that sock money.
He needs $200 for each pair of them.
Yeah, you bet he
does. $400. Well, $200, yeah, he splits the $400. Yeah. Best TV, new TV show, How to Get Away with Murder. Viola Davis, Academy Award winner, plays a law professor. His students try to get innocent people off on murder cases. It really is a very creative show. By the way, did you watch that Blacklist, Franco?
I don't watch it anymore. I stopped it last year.
Why?
I got tired of it. I got tired of James Spader cocking his head to one side, and I just kind of got tired of it.
Oh, I really like him. And I think she is hot.
Oh, she is.
Beauty that. Worst show, and I'm really upset that it's so bad after watching a whole episode, is Bad Judge. Kate Walsh, I thought that'd be really funny. The previews are really funny, but the show itself, not that funny. This date in Hollywood history, a story about a big, big star that really, really flopped. Also, a couple of matching birthdays that are interesting. First, on this date in 1954, a young Elvis Presley made his first appearance on the Grand Ole Opry, and Elvis was booed to the point that he stopped singing and walked off stage. One guy even had a sign, go back to driving trucks.
Oh,
this is
sure.
1954. Elvis said that he almost quit show business after this first time at the Grand Ole Opry.
He showed them.
Yeah. On this date, 1965, it's interesting, the debut of the Saturday morning Beatles cartoon was supposed to be a big hit for years, only ran one season and dropped.
I remember that.
And two birthdays on this date worthy of note. 1944, Michael Douglas was born. On this date in 1969, Michael Douglas's wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, was born. 25 years apart. So on the same date, they celebrate the same birthday. They celebrate their birthday. So just think, if Michael Douglas would have become a doctor instead of an actor, he might have been able to deliver his wife.
That's true.
Isn't
deliver
that bizarre?
Your own wife.
There you go. And finally. Who's the big nightclub nut? Goes to nightclubs every night, closes them. Paris Hilton, Shia LaBeouf, Leonardo DiCaprio, Johnny Depp.
Oh, man. I'm going to go, I'm going to say Leonardo.
I'll say Johnny Depp.
I think we're supposed to say Paris Hilton. Depp seems too much of a recluse. I'll go DiCaprio.
The answer is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm Mike Evans, you're an Hollywood safe.
Dan, is that your guess?
Yeah.
You and I.
Yeah.
We're a team, the winning team. And the third guy in the room is the loser.
Yeah.
That was Mike Evans. And since Mike's not on now, I can say it's not the Grand Old Opry. It's the Grand Ole, O-L-E, Ole Opry. But you can't say that
nope,
to him.
Wait till you hang up.
You get mad and throw a fit and hang up. It's the Grand Ole Opry. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Don't go away. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, looks like we've got an accident now. It is on westbound 70 out around T.R. Hughes. The left lane is blocked. And traffic is really backing up behind that all the way back to Highway 94. We're looking at the same thing on if you're traveling on eastbound 255. You're jammed from Telegraph all the way over the JB Bridge to about Route 3. They have the right lane down as folks are they're doing some road work there. Stop and go traffic on southbound 170 from south of Page down through Highway 40. You've got preseason hockey traffic coming in, so eastbound 40 is slowing from 141 through Mason. But you're also going to find it slow from 270 all the way in through Big Bend. And on eastbound 270, things are wide open now, so everything is looking good there. This traffic report brought to you by Choice Hotels. Great endings begin with Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like free hot breakfast, free internet, and a great rewards program. Book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Attention, overweight postmenopausal women. Washington University is conducting a 10 to 12 month long research study to determine whether a high protein weight loss diet is beneficial to overweight postmenopausal women. You might qualify if you are 50 to 65 years of age, do not smoke, and do not have diabetes. Participants will receive supervised weight loss therapy, prepared meals, and compensation. If you are interested, call Emily at 314-747-3758. 314-747-3758. 314-747-3758.
Boardwalk Hardwood Floors annual warehouse sale this Friday and Saturday at the Crestwood location, 9000 Watson Road. Bring in your measurements for the lowest prices of the year. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Get free hot breakfast and free internet at Choice Hotels. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
The talent contest rolls on thanks to participants today. On assignment tomorrow, please have a great Thursday afternoon or evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
Bye,
in your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
When you get very angry, like, how dare you? How dare you intrude on my privacy?
A woman robbed at gunpoint outside her home. Why Belleville police think her robber also robbed a teenage boy. An apology from the Ferguson police chief. How people are reacting to what he had to say. Three major sewer line breaks in just 3 weeks. What MoDOT is doing to make the system better. First at 6, two people were robbed in two different incidents within an hour of each other last night in Belleville.
Fox 2's Rocky Madden is live to tell us why police believe the two incidents are related. Rocky?
Tom, both robberies happened in West Belleville. And in the second case, the victim was injured. An 18-year-old was walking home from the bus stop around 10:30 last night when two men approached him in front of Signal Hill School.